Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pledging that Washington will rally to support to rebuild Gaza in the effort to bolster that ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Blinken is meeting today with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, among other regional leaders. And NPR's Jackie Northam joins us now from Jerusalem with the latest. And Jackie, we hear that Blinken is not meeting with Hamas, but he is meeting with President Abbas. What's Blinken's message to the Palestinians?
Well, in some ways, it's the same as what he delivered to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu earlier today, that the U.S. wants to make this ceasefire stick, that it's imperative that humanitarian aid starts flowing into Gaza and reconstruction efforts get underway. You know, Israel launched about 1,000 airstrikes in Gaza, leaving large parts of it in rubble. Israel said it did that because it said Hamas fired more than 4,000 rockets into Israel. But, Tanya, more broadly, Blinken wants to send a message that the Biden administration wants to re-engage with the Palestinian. The U.S. Palestinian relationship was in tatters during the Trump administration. You know, it opened the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. It severely cut aid to the Palestinians and curbed dialogue between the two sides. Secretary Blinken said today after his meeting with Palestinian Authority President Abbas that he will be pushing ahead to reopen the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem, which in the past has been sort of the embassy to the Palestinians. And Blinken also announced the U.S. is in the process of providing more than $360 million in total in urgent support for the Palestinian people. And some of that may have already been on the way.
Well, President Abbas, as we know, doesn't have much power over Gaza. His Palestinian Authority governs the West Bank, and his own future politically is uncertain. How does that complicate the talks that Blinken is having with Abbas?
Well, it doesn't make it any easier, that's for sure. Abbas, the Palestinian Authority, only controls the West Bank. As you said, Hamas governs Gaza. And Hamas and the Palestinian Authority are rivals, they're competitors. However, President Biden has made it clear that no aid money for reconstructing Gaza will go to Hamas, which the U.S. views as a terrorist organization. So that money will have to be funneled through the Palestinian Authority or international aid organizations. And this is what's happened in the past a number of times. You know, there are checks on where the money is going. The international community doesn't want it used by Hamas to get more missiles or build tunnels. So the Palestinian Authority is sort of a player in this and how they are going to try and rebuild Gaza.
Mm. Blinken's first stop was Jerusalem, where you are. We know that the U.S. had hoped not to be pulled into the larger conflict there, which includes these deeply rooted tensions around holy sites in Jerusalem. What sort of reception has Blinken received so far there?
Well, we sure don't know what was said in private between Blinken and Netanyahu. But, you know, during a short press conference afterwards, the two men were very gracious. Netanyahu thanked President Biden for fully supporting Israel's right to self-defense. But, you know, Iran came up and Netanyahu said he hoped the U.S. would not revive the nuclear agreement. Blinken talked about efforts to secure and build on the ceasefire and get help into Gaza again. He said the losses on both sides of this conflict were profound and that a lot of work needs to be done to create stability and peace. Netanyahu came back and, you know, also talked about the need for peace, but he warned that if Hamas starts firing rockets again, Israel's response will be, quote, very powerful.
Where has the fighting between Israel and Hamas actually landed Netanyahu politically? I know we've been talking about that over the last few weeks.
It's certainly given a boost in the short term. Remember, Netanyahu is trying to stay in office after four deadlocked elections, and he's facing corruption charges, too. So his political career wasn't looking all that steady ahead of the conflict with Hamas. But, you know, he's always sold himself as the security guy, and launching hundreds of airstrikes helps cement that reputation. And, you know, Tanya, there are plenty of Israelis who think Netanyahu should have kept up the airstrikes on Gaza to really deplete Hamas's military capability. So it has helped him in the short term for sure.
Okay, before we let you go, we know that Blinken is also visiting Jordan and Egypt. It was actually Egypt that helped broker this ceasefire. Can you tell us briefly about that part of Blinken's mission?
Sure. Well, I mean, this falls in with how the Biden administration works, you know, building up coalitions, working with allies to resolve problems. And certainly with Egypt, as you say, it was an important player in securing the ceasefire. It deals both with Hamas and Israel. So Blinken's visit to Egypt and to Jordan is in large part to make sure that everybody is on the same page and also listening to what both of those countries have to say.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Jerusalem, thank you so much.
Thank you.